Welcome to the show, Art in the Valley. This is Sherry Jackson. Each week we look forward to learning about talented people in our valley. So let's learn together who, why, where art can be found. Please join me on our journey to Art in the Valley with Radio Free Palmer. Thank you for tuning in to this segment of Art in the Valley. We have Andrew Toro and Elo with Brothers in Arms. And I'll start off here with Andrew and ask him, how did you get started?
Well, I think it started about got the band idea, I want to say 4 years ago. We were just in Buddy Hunter's garage, and I was like, we should start a band.
All right.
And then we just kind of went from there, down the road, started playing together, and then we met our bassist, Cody, who brought him into the band, and then we're like, you know, we should, okay, you guys want to take it seriously? And
how many members in your band?
Four of us.
Four of you. And yes. So there's yourself, and then Elo.
Yep. And we have Hunter on drums, and we have Cody on bass.
Okay, great. So I know you've been interviewed on the radio here at Palmer Free Radio before, before your big show that you had. So you want to tell us about how that went and what you learned from that?
Well, Summer Jam went really, really well. We had pretty good turnout. I want to say
140 people.
140, almost 150 now, because we actually missed some that I found out about. So pretty good turnout, a lot of fun. Didn't really have any problems. There's just a little bit of sound stuff, but we figured that out real quick. Everything went smoothly. Bands did great. Everyone just had a really good time.
Great turnout for a local event.
Right. Yeah. So are you going to do it again?
That is the plan, yes. Okay. We're trying to, we're actually looking into maybe doing another event like this one in the fall, maybe. And then, of course, and the annual Summer Jam next summer.
Oh, that'd be great. Yep. So we'll have to have you back on before that event happens, and even in the fall. I'd love for you to come back. So, awesome. So tell us about yourself a little bit, just for people that may have missed the first interview that you were here.
So, we said before, we're brothers in arms. With the set we have now, we've been together about 3 years. Past 3 years, we've just been trying to play around anywhere we really could, honestly. I mean, but this past year is really when we kind of started just growing together as a band. We started writing our own songs, started creating our own music, and things really kind of have been spiraling up ever since about last
playing
summer.
Playing local venues, and we played at the Hard Rock in April.
Mm-hmm. Have you produced a CD yet?
Not yet. We are actually, we do have a short demo, but it's not anything professional.
Okay.
But this July, we're going into Surreal Studios and going to record an EP.
Awesome. So. Awesome news. So, how old are you? Where do you live?
We are all 17.
17, that's great.
17.
Three of us live in Palmer, one of us lives in Sutton. Cody, our bassist, lives out there.
Okay, awesome.
Yeah.
So your boys in the valley.
Yep.
So
yep.
That's great.
Valley boys.
Valley boys.
Represent.
So so you're gonna sing and play a song for us today?
Yes, we got a couple songs.
All right, give us a little background on what you're gonna do.
So this first one, you guys, we played this one the last time on the show, but it's one of our favorites. So this one's called Love Is. It's one of our first ones we wrote, actually. So. Enjoy.
All right, thank you.
All we did is push back, crushed our souls, give us heart attacks. What happened to all we had? We used to be so much better. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Good times gone, where's all the love used to be so much fun? Can we go back to the past? The love used to be so much better. Whoa, 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 whoa. You can run wherever you want to. But just remember,
I may still need you. You can love whoever you need to, but please remember, I'm still not over you. Your back on me, first thing I do is crawl back your way. Tell you I'm sorry, cause I know I could have been so much better. Whoa, 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 whoa. Ooh, ooh. If you walked away from me, I know there's no other way it could be, but I still care for you, cause I know I could have been so much better. Whoa, 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 whoa. You can run wherever you want to, but just remember, I may still need you. You can love whoever you need to, but please remember, I'm still not over you. To take your hand, who can you cry on in the end? Who can you look for in a world full of faces? Why won't you run to my loving? Yeah, you can run to whatever you need to, but please remember, it's not over you. And you can love whoever you need to, but please remember, it's not over you.
Oh, fantastic. So you both play extremely well. So, Elo, how did you get started playing the guitar?
I got started, I'm self-taught, actually. I've been playing for about 3 years now.
Found I started lessons out in Eagle River. Music School of Music on Eagle River. Eddie okay. Dorman was my guitar teacher. Really, really good guitar teacher.
Eddie. Awesome. That's great. And so, Elo, what inspired you to teach yourself? That's just an incredible story there.
Band motivated that a lot. My brother had a little acoustic guitar he had forever and had no strings on it when I got the motivation. So we strung it up and learned some chords and took off from there.
Well, great. Well, you're both fantastic.
Thanks.
Thanks for sharing with us today. So why don't we finish out the segment with another song, and really appreciate you taking the time out today and visiting with us.
Thanks.
And
yeah.
Being part of the Art in the Valley show.
Sounds good. All right.
Color My Soul.
Color My Soul, yeah. All right. So this next song is Color My Soul.
It's fairly new. New song.
So who wrote this song?
Well, lyrically, our bassist Cody wrote the lyrics,
yep.
And then music-wise, me and Elo put the music to the words, kind of figured out how it was going to go.
So group effort.
Yeah. Group effort,
yes.
All right, well, go for it then.
Do it.
Of seeing you, is that enough? Am I out of touch? How crazy does it seem? You have to remember the lights and the action that all happened before. I was searching for you every other day. You are my drug, my sweet release. How crazy could it be? Color my soul so that it couldn't be controlled. You molded my mind to be different from the other kinds. You set my heart so that I may never be left behind. in love, in life, yeah. You colored soul, keep coloring. I searched for you when I could, every other day, every other breath, you were everything to me. When I found you, the sounds of heaven meeting earth were everywhere. I was never quite so sure about you at all, when and if you would call. But the crazy thing is, I was never quite so sure about you at all. You killed my soul so that it couldn't be controlled. You molded my mind to be different from the other kind. You set my heart so that I may never be left behind. In love, in life, yeah. You colored soul, coloring souls. Ooh, it's not the last time, no. Ooh, what if it's the fault line, no. Keep pushing on. Ooh, keep coloring souls. You colored my soul so that it couldn't be controlled. You molded my mind to be different from the other kinds. You set my heart so that I may never be left behind. In love, in life, yeah. You colored soul, yeah.
Thank you. So earlier you said that you opened for someone, so let's expand on that a little bit, and then where you're going to be playing next so that other people can come out and...
Actually, just this past Saturday, a band called the Katinas, really good band, really, really popular band, came up on tour up into Alaska. They played at Change Point. And my uncle knew them personally, so I talked to him, convinced him, so he listened to us play. He talked to the band, and they were like, "You guys want to open for us?" And gratefully enough, they let us open for us. So thankful for that. And a really, really fun concert. I'm getting to, really, really good experience getting to open for an actual band. Kind of give us a look. Got to meet the guys, talk with them. Actually got to hang out with them a couple of days before the concert and kind of just get to know what a real band life is like. Kind of get some insight into it. And just, it was really good experience, really good show. 600 people, give or take a few. And had a really, really good reaction. So just trying to move up from that concert. As of now, no set concerts for sure yet. We have a couple in the working, but definitely not definite yet. So
Okay. Well, you'll let us know.
I'll definitely let you guys know. Actually, if you want, we'll be posting updates as soon as we can find out on our Facebook page.
Okay.
You can look us up. BIA Brothers in Arms on Facebook, and we're always posting updates. But yeah, we're definitely looking for a couple venues, whether it'll be at the Palmer Ale House or the State Fair. So plenty of concerts coming.
I'd definitely like to have you back on in the fall when you have your planned event then, so that we can talk more about that and what's upcoming. So thank you very much for taking the time out today and joining us and being with Art in the Valley.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Thank you for having us. Really appreciate it.
All right. Well, thank you for tuning in to this segment of Art in the Valley. Our guest today is Kelly Turney, and he is with Alaska Picker. you may know of him and have his shop on the Palmer Wasilla Highway. So I'm going to turn the mic over to him so he can give us a little background.
Hello, everybody. My name is Kelly Turney, and with my girlfriend, Becky Green, we own Alaska Picker. We like to say we have the coolest junk in town. We travel all over the state finding really cool and unique, not only antique stuff, but Alaskana, and then really neat things to repurpose and redo and remake into really cool things for the house.
All right. Well, Kelly, let's take a step back and tell us, where are you from?
Well, I was an Army brat, so we moved a lot when I was a kid. Every 2 or 3 years, we up and we go to a new place. So I'm well-traveled. Came to Alaska for the first time in 86. My dad got stationed up in Fairbanks and was up there for a few years, and then moved back to Colorado's kind of home base, and then moved up here in the mid-90s and have been here ever since.
Okay. Well, what brought you here in the 90s?
My mom lived up here. My sister lived up here. And so I got done with college. I worked in the AmeriCorps program for a year. That was done. And, I was 24 years old and trying to figure out where I wanted to be. And so I came up here and it felt like home. So I never left.
Oh, that's great. Well, what was some of your past occupations?
So for 15 years, I was a police officer. And for 10 of those years, I served at the Palmer Police Department here. So 6 of those years, I was the detective there. So some of you may have known me from my prior life. And before that, I worked as a substance abuse counselor with youth in group homes in Colorado. And then I also worked with at-risk youth and gang members in Colorado when I was in the AmeriCorps program.
Well, thank you for your service there.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
So what made you decide to become a picker?
Well, I was kind of related back to a story. When I was a kid, my mom and I and my sister would always get up early on Sunday mornings and go to the Greyhound lot. They had a Greyhound racetrack in Colorado and huge parking lot. And we'd get up early, go to Saturday night mass, get up Sunday morning and go at like 6 in the morning and just do the whole parking lot. And then the payoff was we get to go out to lunch afterwards and go get a hamburger or a taco and then go home and clean up whatever we found, and we'd stick it in the curio cabinet or on the shelf at home. And so that kind of started the whole picking thing even since I was little. And then over the years, when me and Becky first started dating, we used to take our girls. We got 2 girls, a 10 and a 13-year-old now, and we used to take them garage sailing. And we'd find really neat stuff, and we'd actually sell it to other antique dealers. And Becky finally said, well, you're not having any trouble selling anything. Maybe we should try to do this on our own. And so about almost 5 years ago now, we stepped into the realm of doing it for ourselves.
Well, that's great. Well,
it's a lot of fun. I loved my other job working as a police officer, but I love this even more.
Well, that's good. It's always good to do what you love.
Yeah, it's the whole Mark Twain thing, make your vocation your vacation kind of thing. It works real well.
Exactly. So, okay, so what's upcoming for you?
Well, we just, we'll take a little step back. We just finished an Alaska Picker Day where we had a huge event at the store. We had gone down, a friend of mine and I had gone down to Ohio and picked up some really neat one-of-a-kind things. For instance, we have doors and windows and fireplaces out of a house that was built in 1831 that was used as a stopping point for the Underground Railroad. So just really unique stuff we brought back up. Had several hundred people over. Everybody had a blast. And so right now we're just regearing. I leave in 2 weeks to go to Tok and Delta Junction to go picking up there. And then we're planning another trip down south later in the year and just finding things. We do a lot of our custom building or kind of the artistic side in the winter when it's slower. So in the summer, we really focus on finding those things we want to work on when it's slower. In the summer, it's constant go, 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 pick, 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 keep the store full because that's when we have the most people in.
Right. And that's why I wanted you on the show today is because there is an art to picking, but there is also the element of art when you refurbish something or reinvent it.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's that's always an interest of mine. I know that you had some awesome Crocs in the store last week. As a matter of fact, my nephew bought one to make sauerkraut.
Yes, I remember him coming in.
You can't miss him. That's Dawson.
He's a big guy.
Yes, he is. He's what I call my gentle giant.
Yes, very sweet guy.
Yes.
Yeah, we've really focused on trying to find. You got to have your bread and butter stuff that every antique store has, but we really reach out and try to find really unique things to people, for people to be able to come in and look at, and also to create with. I mean, we have probably the only one-stop, nonstop architectural salvage place in South Central. So if you're redoing a old home and you're looking for old doorknobs or old dresser drawer pulls, or you want to create something on your own art, and you want to make a hall tree, or you want to get a piece of cornice and put hooks on it and put it on your wall for a coat hook, you can come get those things from us and build them yourself.
And that's great. The upcycle evolution has been tremendous. I know you have reclaimed wood, which is pretty unique within itself because it tells a story.
It does, and we brought some beams back with us this time too, some hand-hewn beams and some sawn beams from some old barns too that would just look amazing for fireplace mantles.
Oh, good. Tell me another story.
Well, there's, you know, you were talking about the art thing, and there's the art of picking, I guess you could say. And people sometimes say, well, what's a picker? What do they do? And it's basically going out and finding these things. You're kind of on the front end. Everybody's been in an antique store, and you always wonder, how did that stuff get there? Okay. Well, we're the ones digging it out of the Quonset huts or out of the Colony Barn or out of the shed or out of the homestead all over the state. That's what we do. We're on the front end of things. Now, we sell to dealers and then we sell to the end user, which is the customer, the client. So that's that. There's an art to that. And that's just your eye. I mean, you see something and you can say, okay, that would look great in the corner as a piece of furniture. Or this last trip, a 1930s welder, kind of looked like R2-D2. We kind of nicknamed it R2-D2. Gentleman already had salvaged all the copper out of it, and so it was just a shell, and he was going to throw it away. Well, we didn't want it. It was just a great look, a great green color. So what we did, and it was empty in the middle, so what we did is the top comes off. We put an LED light in there to keep the heat down and then put a full Bluetooth system in it with a 40-watt amp and 2 6x9 speakers. And so you could sync your phone to it, put it in the corner, turn it on. And
oh, fantastic.
Yeah, we've built a piano bar. The big hit this year so far, I think, for the builds, I took a 1951 Ford truck bed, put it on end, and made a bookshelf out of it using reclaimed wood.
That's great.
And that was definitely the most popular thing I think we built this year.
And if you're interested in seeing these things, why don't you give the official address?
Yeah, you can check us out. The best way is Facebook, facebook.com/AK Picker. If you just search Alaska Picker, it'll pop up. We post daily. As a matter of fact, just before I ran in here, I had to go meet somebody about trying to get some old windows. So it's nonstop, every single day. So we're in the old Fort Greene log cabin on the Palmosilla Highway. There's a huge Gary King neon sign out front. For those of you who've been around for many years, will remember the old Gary King neon sign in Anchorage. It's right in the front yard, so you can't miss us. And 11 to 6 are the hours, and we're closed Sunday, Monday.
Okay. Well, thank you for coming in today, Kelly. I really appreciate you taking the time out of your busy schedule and coming in and talking to us and giving us a little insight on what your journey's been.
Well, thank you for having me.
Thank you for tuning in to Art in the Valley. This segment, we have Shane LaBoucane with us, otherwise known as Brother Shane. Yeah. So, Shane, can you tell us a little bit about yourself and how you got started playing the acoustic guitar?
Well, I got started when I was 16. I grew up everywhere because I was an Army brat, but I graduated high school in El Paso, Texas. And when I was 16, I met an old hillbilly from the Appalachian Mountains who took me under his wing and showed me some old country and western stuff. And from there, I just took off. I developed into a blues player. Later on, I developed into a lead guitar player and played with a lot of rock and metal bands. Got kind of disillusioned with the rock band scene, decided to go ahead and go out on my own and do a solo thing. So about 2 years ago, I picked up the country blues, and that's where I'm at now.
Oh, right. Well, why don't you play a song for us?
Okay, I'd love to. This is a Lightnin' Hopkins cover called Baby Please Don't Go. So baby, please don't go.
gone. Baby Manson gone. He's at the county farm, he got the shackles on. Now baby, please don't go. Don't you call my name. Now don't you call my name. You got me way down here with a ball and chain. Now baby, please don't go. Don't you go, baby. Now turn your lamp down low. Now turn your lamp down low. I beg you all night long, baby, please don't go back to New Orleans.
Oh, that was fantastic. Thank you.
Oh, thank you very much.
So, let's tell us a little bit, how did you get to Alaska and how did you get to the Valley?
Well, about 9 years ago, I'm a single dad raising my kid. And about 9 years ago, I decided I was looking for a good place to raise him. And I had some family up here, so we elected to come on up and see what it was all about. And it's been treating us very well ever since then.
Well, we're glad you're here. Thank you.
I'm glad to be here. It's a very awesome state.
Yes, it is. So we like to call it home.
Mm-hmm. I do now.
Great. Well, let's go ahead and have you play another song for us. And once again, I can't thank you enough for coming in today and taking some time out to share your music with us. But before you do, tell us where we can hear you play next. And
well, you can find out. I play with an outfit called the Acoustic Project. It's three solo players. We alternate sets, and you can find us on Facebook underneath the Alaska Acoustic Project. That's the best place to get updates as far as gigs go. I do know we have a show coming up at Klondike Mike's on the 19th of this month, so that's the next one we have.
Great. Well, do you have a CD out?
I do. It's not available on iTunes. Generally, I just give them away at shows.
Okay. Yeah. Well, we'll have to hit up one of your shows then.
All right.
All right, because I'd love to add your CD to my collection. So,
well, I'll get one for you.
All right. Thank you, Shane. So let's go ahead and close out this segment with a song. And once again, thank you and good luck on your pursuit.
Well, thank you very much for having me. This here's it's kind of a combination. It's a Brownie McGee, Sonny Terry song. It's two combined into one, so it's a medley. It's Blood Red River and Crow Jane. Okay. And I hate to see that old rising sun go down. Made me feel like my woman got me on my last go round. Let's run into the camp and we'll tell my brother Bill. Well, that woman he's been loving, yeah, she's gonna get him killed. The dumper told the loader, you better bring me six loads of clay, cause the Blood Red River done got some running away. Well, I heard a mighty rumbling, you know, when I looked around. Well, the northern and the southern were tearing the depot down. Sunrise in the east, people is going down in the west, and it's hard to tell now which one will treat you best. Play. And Crow Jane, what makes you hold your head so high? Well, you realize, little girl, we all gotta lay down and die. If you see
Crossroads ain't. You better throw your man outdoors. You know I ain't no stranger, honey. Your brother Shane's been here before. Well, I love ya, cause ain't I love ya. And I'm gonna tell the world I do. You was a good little woman, honey, but you just couldn't be true. And Crow Jane, what made you hold your head so high? Well, you realize now, honey, we gotta lay down and die.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you for tuning in to Art in the Valley. We have a special guest in the studio with us today. I'm going to go ahead and let him introduce himself. So go ahead.
I'm Joe Stroop. I'm 11 years old. I've been playing the guitar since the beginning of third grade. That's 2 years. I'll be at the Palmer Junior Middle School next year.
Well, thanks, Joe. So when you said you started playing the guitar 2 years ago, and what kind of guitar are you playing for us today?
I'm playing a Silvertone Stratocaster. It's like a copy off of the Fender Stratocaster. I got it for free. So,
well, that's awesome.
Yeah.
So how many songs do you know by heart?
A lot of Green Day songs.
Okay, so you're going to play a Green Day song for us today.
And a Fountains of Wayne song.
Okay, great, great. Well, tell us who taught you to play.
My dad taught me how to play. He would come into my room a lot and play his guitar, and I'd have my little, the old nylon string guitar, and I'd tinker around on it, and he kept asking me if he wanted me to teach me how, and finally one day I said yes, and it went from there.
Well, that's great. where have you played for an audience before, Joe?
I played in the Alaska Home Companion show with the Museum of Transportation and Industry.
Yes, yes. Joe's been out at the with the Valley Arts Alliance at the Alaska Home Companion show. And where are you going to play for an audience again soon?
Art on Fire. It's June 27th. It's with the Valley Arts Alliance. Again, I'll be doing background music with my dad.
Oh, that'll be great. And so your dad, you're going to do a duet with your dad then?
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be awesome. So we're going to go ahead and let you play a song for us here. So go ahead, Joe.
Do you have the time to listen to me whine about nothing and everything all at once? I am one of those melodramatic fools, neurotic to the bone, no doubt about it. Sometimes I give myself the creeps. Sometimes my mind plays tricks on me. It all keeps adding up. I think I'm cracking up. Am I just paranoid when I'm alone? I went to a shrink to analyze my dreams. She says it's lack of checks that's bringing me down. I went to a friend who said my life's a bore. So quit my whining cause it's bringing her down. Sometimes I give myself the creeps. Sometimes my mind plays tricks on me. It all keeps adding up. I think I'm cracking up. Am I just paranoid when I'm alone? Grasping to control, so I better hold on. Sometimes I give myself the creeps. Sometimes my mind plays tricks on me. It all keeps adding up. I think I'm cracking up. Am I just paranoid when I'm alone? That was Basket Case by Green Day.
Tell me, what's your favorite thing to do?
On the guitar?
Okay.
Play American Idiot.
Really?
By Green Day.
All right. So I gotta, you know, let my friends know over at Palmer Junior Middle that you're on your way over there. And so I hope, do you have future plans of forming a band or?
Yeah, I want to form a garage band when I'm a teenager or something.
Okay, so we've got a few years there.
Yeah.
Okay, well, let's go ahead and let you go ahead and play your second song that you wanted to play today. And then if there's something else you want to talk about, we can talk about that.
Okay.
But, you know, I like to encourage young artists in the Valley to pursue their dreams. And this is one of those dreams, right?
Mm-hmm. Thanks.
This year for Christmas, something I'd really like. So if you're up there somewhere, Santa, please don't bring me another bike. I don't need any ugly sweaters, and I don't play much basketball. But there's something kind of special that I want most of all. I want an alien for Christmas. Bring me an alien this year. I want a green little guy about 3 feet high with 17 eyes who knows how to fly. I want an alien for Christmas this year. He can live in the bathtub, so don't worry about a thing. And I'll take him out for walks when it gets nicer in the spring. I'll always keep him company, he'll never be alone. You can hang around the house all day and watch the Twilight Zone. I want an alien for Christmas, bring me an alien this year. I want a green little guy about 3 feet high with 17 eyes who knows how to fly. I want an alien for Christmas this year. Christmas, bring me an alien this year. I want a little green guy about 3 feet high with 17 eyes who knows how to fly. I want an alien for Christmas this year. I want an alien for Christmas this year.
Thank you for tuning in to Art in the Valley. This is our segment of Faces, Places, Sounds, and Things. I'd like to let you know of some upcoming events this weekend. First of all, there's Alaska Free Art Friday. If you go on their Facebook page and like their page, you can get clues as to where you can find art or be one that hides the art and gives out clues for others. It's a great community event that happens every week. So be sure and go out and check that out. Also coming up this weekend is Colony Days. So go check out the calendar of events there. Lots of fun stuff. Another thing going on at the Dorothy Page Museum, there is the Greg Gussie photography exhibit. He's got some fantastic photos, so go and check that out. That he has taken from across the state. Palmer Museum has some new exhibit cases. Stop in and check those out. Selena's done an awesome job on fixing those up. There's also the grand opening of Forever Endeavor in Palmer. And then be sure and stop by the Salvation Army building there and include your handprint on the community mural. That's on the corner of Cobb and Dahlia. Be sure, go out, have fun, enjoy life, and be creative. And thanks again for tuning in.